Following the theme, as I said yesterday, there's no such thing as a coincidence. Everything's a coincidence. Get it? Yud K? Everything's from Hashem. So we're up to the Gemara that Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. And we're speaking about that. I'm just recording, Rabbi. Itmar. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. There are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. 2 days. So why do we have 2 days? So Rav, the Gemara, because we don't know which day is El. Let's just play it out. If El is 30 days, then Rosh Hashanah would be Tuesday. If El is 29 days, then Rosh Hashanah would be on Monday. So Itmar. So Shnei Yom Tam Shal Rosh Hashanah, these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Rav and Shmuel, Damar Tereva, both, Rav and Shmuel, both say, Nolda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. If it's born on Monday, which is day one of Rosh Hashanah, everybody agrees it's Aser on day two. This not. Why is that? Now the Mishnah is going to get historical on us. But why is the Mishnah going to say historical? Because since Rosh Hashanah is always 2 days, which we're going to see in a moment, since Rosh Hashanah is always 2 days, therefore, what? Therefore, it's considered one long day. Because it's Rosh Hashanah, Monday, Tuesday. Right, it's not a mimar shach. But Rishona, originally, before the Takanim Mekablin Eidus Achaydish Kol Hayom Kula, we would accept testimony about Rosh Hashanah all day. So, for example, this year Rosh Hashanah is on Monday, so we would not do malachim the entire day, and we'd wait, and we'd treat it like Rosh Hashanah in case the Eidim came, and we would take it the whole day. But by Mincha time already, they started saying, "Forget it, they're not coming." And Pamachas, at one time, Nishto Edom Lavo, that the Edom delayed in coming the entire day because the Yishmaelim held them back, and they only came after the Korban Tamichel Ben Arbayim, what we call the Mincha offering, turning over to Hamad Aleph, and they brought it of Chol. You know why they brought it of Chol? You know why? Because since no Edom came, it was considered the 30th day of El and not the first day of Tishrei. So they made a mistake. This Kalkulu Halavim Bashir, and Levium messed up bringing the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim and the Shir Shel Chol instead of the saying the Shir of Rosh Hashanah. Because since Edom didn't come up until then, they thought they weren't going to come at all. So therefore, what they do. Let me just finish the sentence, and therefore, what they do. I'll probably get the Hiskinu. They made a Takana. Sheloyim Mekamla Sa'edim, Ela Ara Mincha. They would only accept the Edom up until Mincha, until the 9.5 hours into the day, which is the end of the Korban Tamid. And therefore, if Edom didn't come up until the time, the Yecholim could sing the Tamid Shir Shal Yom Chol without a concern, because since Edom weren't going to come anymore, it now had the status of Chol, and it was never going to be Yom Tov. The Imbo Edom Min HaMincha Min HaMala, right? And if Edom came, even though they didn't accept the witnesses of the 30th day of El anymore, right? And El was going to be Ma'aber, and the next day was going to be Rosh Hashanah. Nohagin Osa Yom Kodesh, Ulamachar Kodesh. They automatically established. They would establish the Kedusha Yom Tov on the first day and on the second day. So it comes out that Lechatchila, the Chachamim made a Takana to establish 2 days of Rosh Hashanah if Edom came after Mincha. Even if Beis Din knew without a doubt that the first day, right, was not Yom Tov, and only the second day was going to be Yom Tov, because they didn't accept the testimony, nonetheless, they kept 2 days of Yom Tov. So since they kept 2 days of Yom Tov, the Beitza that was born on day one was Aser on day two. Yeah, Avil.
If the Edom didn't come on Monday, do you still need testimony on Tuesday, or are you, because you're already...
Great question. That's a whole sugya. Is it a mitzvah, l'kadesh shachodesh? Or is it just notifying us the time? If it's a mitzvah, of course. Right? I think the Gemara will. I think the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about that. In Rosh Hashanah? Hey, Amar Aleph. We are now up to Amar Rabba. Okay? Amar Rabba. Comes along Rabba. This is a great question, Avil. Mitakanes. Because it shows the insight as to what is this Kiddush HaChodesh. Is it a notification or a mitzvah? Amar Rabba. From the time of the Takana of Yochanan and Zakkai and further, Beitza, he says, Beitza, was muteris, was permissible on the second day. Now, this Gemara is a little bit of that order, because they come and tell you from the Takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai, but you know what they don't tell us? You know what it didn't tell us yet? What the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was. He says, from the Takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai, the halacha is, if an egg was born on, again, I'm using this year's Rosh Hashanah as a paradigm. If it was born on Monday, it became permissible on Tuesday. Oh, very good. So the Gemara says, this nan, we learned in a Mishnah, Mishachariv Beis HaMikdash, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and therefore the whole reason for the Takana of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is gone. Why is the whole reason for the Takana of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah gone? No. What's the reason why we made the Takana? Because who would mess up?
The guy would mess us up,
and the Levium would sing the wrong day of the Shir. They would sing of Chol of Yantif, or Yantif of Chol, right? Mm-hmm. But there's no problem anymore. You know why there's no problem anymore? There's no more Beis HaMikdash. Since there's no more Beis HaMikdash, guess what the Levium aren't doing? Mm-hmm. Singing. There's no more Karbanos. So the whole reason for the whole problem was the carbon of the Chol being brought on Yantif. So there's no more problem. What is that concern? So he says, nonetheless, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskan Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that Shumakablan Eidus, Chayidush Kalayo, we would accept the testimony the entire day. Why? Because there's no reason to be concerned anymore. The whole reason for the concern is the carbon would be the wrong carbon. You bring the carbon of the Chol on Yantif. But guess what? No concern. So just don't do Malacha the entire day. No problem. And you could wait. As long as you get the Eidim to come on the day 30, it becomes day 1. And then that's the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and you don't have to keep the next day. Amalei Abaye, wait a second. Abaye says, very nice that Rabbi says that. V'Rav v'Shmuel d'Amar Trevayhu. But both Rav and Shmuel both say, Beitza, a Beitza that's born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Asur is also on the second day. Right? And they were said, when did Rav and Shmuel live? Again, you got to know chronological order here. They lived after the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that they would accept Eidim all day. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was around at the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Rav and Shmuel are the end of the Tanaim. Or the actual, Rav is the end of the Tanaim. Rav is the end of the Tanaim because we know that sometimes we say Rav Tanahu Upalik. So Rav is like the end of the Tanaim, the beginning of the Amoraim. Okay, so they come there, but Rav and Shmuel both say Beitz Asur Amalei, and Rabba and Abaye are Amoraim who come after that. V'ha Amalei, so Amina Locha Anan Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. I brought a raya from Yochanan Ben Zakkai who's a Tana. V'ata Martali Rav and Shmuel, and you're asking me a kasha from Rav and Shmuel that over Amoraim. Amoraim can't argue on a Tana. So Abaye is questioning Rabba again. Rav and Shmuel both say Beitza that's Asur there is Mutter there. Beitza that's Asur on day 1 is also on Asur on day 2. And Rabba comes to Abaye and says, who cares? I'm bringing you a raya from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who is an earlier Tana, and you're asking me a kash from Rav and Shmuel. Rav, who's the first of the Amoraim, the last of the Tanaim, they're not as relevant as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The whole reason for the Takana is gone from the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So comes back. So the Gemara says, nonetheless, L'Rav and Shmuel Kasha Masnisim. For Rav and Shmuel, who says Nola Bezeh Zaser Bezeh, we have a Kasha from the Mishnah that we said in the name of Yochanan ben Zakkai. They went back to the old way, but he says like this: Loi Kasha. You ready? Halad v'halahu. It all depends where you are. Lon and lahu. This is a Rabbi Klapol special, I think. Right? Halad v'halahu. Where was this Masechta written? Talmud Beitza. Where was it written? Bavel. Lon is who?
Israel.
Them. Eretz Yisrael. Lahu, for us. Halon v'aluhu. Lon is going, I'll explain now. Lon is going according to Rav and Shmuel, that, you're right, the Lon is us. Lahu is them. That Lon is the opinion of Rav and Shmuel, that the Beitza is us or on the second day. That was told to the people of the Gullus. Why? Because L'chatchila, they already established 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the Eidim never reached there. The Eidim never reached there. Who's Lahu? Who's the Lahu? That's in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Mishnah in Beitza that says permissible on day 2 is for the people of Lahem, is for the people of Eretz Yisrael. That when Yochanan ben Zakkai established that he would accept Eidim all day, that was for the Takana, that was established for the that originally was 2 days b'toras v'adai, and now all of a sudden he changed it from saying these 2 days are certain to 2 days misafik. What's the doubt? That maybe the Eidim would come, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai reinstituted the fact that they would be able to accept the Eidim the entire day, because he was no longer concerned about messing up the Korban. Okay, so now we have two Torahs, so to speak. We have two different lines. We have the people in Eretz Yisrael, where if a Beitza was born on Monday, you could eat it Tuesday. But in Woodmere, if an egg was born on Monday, you couldn't have it on Tuesday, because here certainly we do 2 days, and in Eretz Yisrael we'd only keep the second day al tzasafik, showing two separate kedushas. The Gemara brings an opinion of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Amar Af Mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach, even from the time of Yochanan ben Zakkai and further, a beitza that's born the first day, asura will be asur on day two, even after they reaccepted Edim. Then why? My time, what's the reason? So he says, a yesod we're going to work on today and on Tzom Gedalia. So this is going to be. But this is the line that we're going to talk about for about a day and a half. Have davar shebiminyan. This is an establishment that was accepted in Beis Din through a numerous amount of people. That initially the Chachamim came together and made a takana that anytime Eidim would come after Mincha, we wouldn't accept it, and we would always establish 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as one Kedusha. And because of that, the Beitza on day one is Asura on day two. And the whole Davar Shebiminyan, anything that was enacted through a number of Beis Din, Tzorich Minyan Acher La'atiro, it needs an additional Minyan to updo it. Meaning, if you're going to upshlug, meaning it's like this in the appellate process, right? It's an appellate process. If you have a Beis Din that comes and makes a law, in order to undo it, you can't just have one guy come and say it's undone. You need to have the same level of Beis Din undo it. And now the Gemara is going to bring kama v'kama rayas to this. You got a whole cup in each of these rayas, because next Wednesday, when we get back to this, we're going to show why we needed each and every one of these rayas. So the Gemara asks, or I should say sources. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, mina aminala, where do we know this, that a davar shebiminyan, tzarech minyan achila atiro? This Sanya, he brings a pasuk. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe after Matan Torah, that the 3 days before Matan Torah, husbands and wives couldn't be together. After Matan Torah was over, Hashem tells Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael, Leich Emor Lahem, go and tell them, Shuvu Lachem Lo Aleichem, go and return to your tents, meaning you can be with your wives again. That's Raya number one, source number one. Put a one with a circle so you can be able to identify it. V'omer. Very often, whenever you bring a question, and V'omer, it's a second pasuk. This is like, you should remember this from Brachas Dav Beis, where you have many sources to something. V'omer, and the Gemara asks, my V'omer. V'omer, and furthermore, another pasuk that teaches this is when they used to go to Har Sinai after the Shekhinah was removed. It says, B'mshoch hayovel heimayalu bahar. That the Gemara says that at the continuation of the Yovel, of the years, they were able to climb the mountain. That up until when Har Sinai was happening, when there was like a boundary around it, you weren't allowed to go. You, your animals, nobody. But after the Torah was given, you were allowed once again to go up. But this had to be told to us. Also, in Shmos, the first one is in Dvarim Hei. This is in Shmos Yotes. Now we have another one. Uvisanya. This is in parentheses, but yet it makes sense we say it. That there's something called Orla and there's something called Kerem Ravai. Orla is the first 3 years of a fruit. The Kerem Ravai is the fourth year. These are grapes that grew in the fourth year from the time of the vineyard. So what they do with those grapes from the fourth year? Haya Ola Yushalayim. They used to bring them up to Yushalayim and they couldn't redeem them. Where was the areas they have to bring them to Yushalayim? They were certain geographical locations. These were the areas that were found at a distance of Mahalach Yom Echad L'chol Tzad. These were the areas that had a walking distance of 1 day. And now they're going to articulate what these boundaries are. Zuhi Tchuma, these are the boundaries. Number one, Elas Min HaTzafon. Number one is Elas from the north. Ve'akravas Min HaDarom, Akravas from the south. Lod, which does sound familiar because that's where, what is today? The airport, good. Lod Min HaMariv and Yarden Min HaMizrach. Those four locations. Varma Ula Vitema, Rabbi Baruch Hanam, Rabbi Yochanan, Matam. What's the reason why they used to bring the grapes into Yerushalayim, and the Gemara says, "Kidei la'atir shochi Yerushalayim beperis." In order, they would put a crown of Yerushalayim with fruits. And the Mefarshim explain, what does it mean that they would bring so many grapes to Yerushalayim? Why? You ever learn economics? There's a principle called supply and demand, right? So if there is a shift in the supply curve, that will do what to the prices? It will, if there's a shift downward. But if there is an oversaturation of the market with fruits, that will drive the price down. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, that's a different Eilat, not the Eilat we're talking about. Yeah, good question.
But the article translates it as Eilat to the south.
So they switch it? That, okay. There is a footnote, Ozoi. There is a footnote. In the Haggadah Tzionim, they change it as well. Anyway, Vitanya, what about this camera? Vahe Elul Rebbe Lezer, B'mizrach Loid, B'tzad Kfar Tevi. And they talk about Rebbe Lezer, who had within the boundaries of the walking day of Yerushalayim, it was on the east side of the western boundary, turning over to Amud Beis. Ubikshu lafkir l'aniyim, and he didn't want to bring it to Shalim. He just wanted to mafkir it to the aniyim. Amalu talmidav, and the talmidim says, Rebbe, how could you do that? Kfar nimnu alecha chavercha. They already appointed. They already made a takana, v'tiru, and they allowed you to redeem it in the vineyard, and you don't have to bring it to Shalim. So wait a second. What's that whole story? There used to be a takana, they bring them, and now there was no takana. So man, who was those people, the chavercha, that permitted it? And that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That was the bezin of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So we see, the only reason why he was able to make his grapes hefker outside of Yerushalayim and not bring them to Yerushalayim is because the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai undid the original takana. Taima dinimnu. The reason why it's permissible is because he was appointed and that nullified the takana, hadlo nimnu. Had there been no appointment and that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't do it, lo, you still have to bring it to Yerushalayim, even though the svara was gone. Because what was the svara to bring the stuff to Yerushalayim? Because we wanted the area of the Beis HaMikdash to have low prices. No Beis HaMikdash, what do we care what the prices are? Ah, doesn't matter, that's not a good enough reason. You need to have an undoing. So now, we're not going to do it today because the bell's about to ring, but we had three different makoras, sources, as to where we see that if a bezin made a rule, another bezin has to come and undo it. Remember, going back to your wives, two, returning to the area of the mountain, and three, bringing fruit to Yerushalayim of Kerem Ravai. And we're going to have a fourth one, which is the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Should be a good ben shiur to each and every one of you. Zay gezunt.